from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, let's go to Uncle Jerry here.
I just want to know if y'all heard what I heard.
And here is Jerry Jones. Here's Jerry Jones.
We are so involved in trying to see where we are with our situations that is a major part of seeing the leaves fall, seeing the time go by, seeing this day and this week, how they go by. And by the way, fault, I have in my life played option quarterback so many times and wait until the last leaf on the tree. And if you want to picture an option, pure option quarterback going out to the sideline, I have run that ball and kept it and not hand it off to the back, not pitch it back, not throw it. And I have run that thing all the way out to the sideline before I made the decision. Because I couldn't get whatever it took to, it wasn't right for me to make the decision. And so what our fans, what you're seeing, what we deal with is we're buying time. We're option quarterback, and then we're going on out toward the sideline. And we haven't handed it off. We haven't pitched it. We're trying to make our mind up what to do. Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit?
Oh.
Okay.
Jerry,
it do.
No, he didn't say what
it really do. So Jerry. Having said that, I'm just trying to give you a description here. That's what we're doing. Waiting for something to happen in the morning.
Jerry, a wild boy for that one.
We're going off said to Mahomes, thing, Mahomes. Right? Okay, yeah. He said that's what Mahomes does, basically.
That was a lot. That was...
Jerry, a fool, man.
Jerry would have got the fade, by the way. Jerry was kind of rambling for a second.
Jerry's flirting with Real Brothers of Sacramento status up there. That was
Jerry,
tough.
Give us your thoughts at 356.
That was tough. Jerry, I don't know what he was talking about. Was he trying to equate it to the contracts?
I don't know why he got on that.
Is that the option that he's talking about?
No, you're talking about him under center. Jerry said, I'm like that.
As far as Jerry's
concerned. I'm like that.
As far as
you see Mahomes, that's what I look like when I play.
Jerry might think it's 1975 or something right now, bro.
Jerry said, amazing. I ran the option. And I'd hold on to as long as I could, and then boom, going sideline to sideline. Kind of look like Mahomes, huh?
Jerry Jones compare himself to Patrick Mahomes? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. I wasn't sure. Maybe I missed something, but no, that's what happened. He said, I'd hold on to that option, and I'd hold on as long as I could, and I'd go sideline to sideline. And once I went sideline to sideline, at the last minute, I'd see the decision, and I'd make the right decision. Sound like Patrick Mahomes, don't it?
No one asked for this.
You imagine being Dak Prescott, Jerry Jones comes up to you. Dak, it's really not that hard. this is how Pat Mahomes did. It's like not that difficult.
Who it?
I thought that might be. Is that Beyonce?
That's not Beyonce.
No, I got glasses. Don't blame me.
No, you got glasses that don't work. This is why your wife yells at you. I thought it was Serena. It's not Serena. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Is that Serena? Oh, that is Serena.
Yeah, that is Serena. That's Serena. And Carl Lewis. Ain't that Carl Lewis?
Oh, that is Carl Lewis. Oh, Lord. Is he going to start singing? Oh, he's trying to sing. He's trying to sing.
He can't even see. He's about to drop the torch.
Carl is struggling. Oh, Carl is having a hell of a time.
Carl, this boat's going too fast.
Even know how to hold the damn torch.
Carl's in the boat going too fast.
Oh, Carl is not doing well. Oh, no. Why is...
Carl looks good, though.
We're in trouble. I'm sorry, Charlie. So I didn't, Charlie, I'm sorry.
I don't know nothing about... Hey, I don't know. That was him, bro.
That's my bad, Charlie.
I think Jesse, too.
Just set the...
I don't know, bro. It wasn't me.
That's my bad, Charlie. Sorry about that. Charlie's not 81.
He's coming in.
That was my bad, Charlie. That's my bad. You are nowhere near Jerry Jones's age. It's not even close.
I tried to tell him, Charlie.
That's not what you said.
I did. I said Jerry older.
Now, I'll tell you what. The day of the party on the 21st, which, by the way, if that indicates that we are having...
The 1,000, thank you for doing that.
We've got it.
I like that.
Is also my birthday. So I will tell you how old I am.
Come on.
Well, I know how old you are.
You know.
I do.
25?
Huh?
You 25, man?
Oh, yeah. 25. Several times.
You can finally rent a car.
I was never curious ever about Charlie's... Charlie, this or Charlie. And then one day, Charlie and I are talking, and he said, you know... I remember when my teacher told me about Kennedy being assassinated.
Well,
and then I just had questions. I had so many questions. We love you, Charlie. Thanks for
you, the man, big dog.
So if you missed what Charlie just said,
they don't listen to me.
1,000th episode of D'Lo and KC is official.
Yeah, man.
The Wednesday, August 21st live show here at the Odyssey Studios is official. It's going to be a little bit different than the way we've done live shows in the past. Mm. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be RSVPs.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be like Sky River on September 9th where you could just, hey, I got free time. I'm going to go hang out with D'Lo and Casey. That's not going to work because our space is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on a number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not just going to be showing up for a live show.
Right.
We've got plans.
Yeah.
It's the 1,000th episode. I'm going to say this because it can't happen we couldn't even do the 1,000th episode if this wasn't happening. Mm. Young Zell will be here.
Hey.
Young Zell will be performing.
Hey.
And that's how we're starting the 1,000th episode.
Come on, man. We ain't playing.
So it is official. Shout out to Charlie for making sure the tribal chief signed off on that.
Now, for those
I think the tribal chief's response is, I don't care. I won't be here. Do whatever the hell you want.
Now, for those that want to just show up, we will be at Sky River Casino on September 9th.
Yeah, September 9th.
September 9th. And then everybody can come to that one if you're 21 and over.
So Hoda and Savannah are just, they're mesmerized by the opening ceremony.
Who are those people?
Is this today's show? That's Savannah and Hoda.
I watched the Today Show. And how old am I? 41?
I don't know.
Probably 35 years.
Is that stuff ever going to phase out? Like, people still watch that?
Absolutely. That's why they make $20 million.
So, but the question is, like we might be the last.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think, Jesse, you ever watched some shows?
No.
And younger.
But that's not.
What are they going to
do? You're not going on Hulu and looking for that, right?
It's on Hulu Live.
They'll look for something else. They're not.
There are people who wake up and watch the news every day.
25-year-olds?
25-year-olds? Sir, what have you learned in the last 4 years? No one cares what 25-year-olds do.
That's fine. I'm telling you, 25-year-olds are going to turn into 35-year-olds at some point.
And their tastes are going to change.
Maybe. Maybe.
The Today Show's been around since...
I think it'll be around.
Since Charlie was born. And you don't think it's going to be around in 10 years?
I think it'll be around. I don't think they'll be checking for it.
Do you two watch the Today Show or Good Morning America? Oh, well, all right.
Thank you.
What I'm telling you is I think we're the last group that actually, care about that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to disappear. True. But I mean, it's slowly... It won't just be as big as it is, now, how it's been.
I just don't believe that that's true. There are still people who have antennas on their...
You think they're
their roof?
You think those people are good?
Yeah, because they got like 10 stations.
I'm talking about 25-year-olds when they turn 35. But
maybe when they turn 45.
Part of the reason why we watch the Today Show is because we just turn on the TV and go to Channel 3 or go to Channel 10 or go to 13.
So in that case, so Law and Order, 97th season, no one's going to watch it anymore because it's on NBC?
No, but they'll stream it. The whole point is...
I don't think you understand streaming.
But
what do you mean?
No, the whole point of the Today Show is you watch it because that's what's on. If a 25-year-old wakes up and can choose anything they want to watch, it might not be the Today Show.
I don't think
Show.
There's a 25-year-old in any generation that's watching the Today Show or Good Morning America.
Well, Kenny's saying, stuff. Like, when I turn 35 or something, like,
well,
we're
yeah,
still
but,
not doing
but I'm
that.
Saying the part of the reason why we do it is we grew up on that a little bit. Like, it is kind of still ingrained in us. It's not ingrained in these 25-year-olds. And it won't be when they're 35. They'll still find reason and a way to leave it on. But the question was, do you think it phases out? I think it takes a hit at the very least.
Tune in to Dealing with Casey 11 years from now to find out this payoff.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. 5 million people watch the show live, and then... wait a minute. This is an NBC thing. I need something else. Because it says millions more watch through today.com and the app.
That might be where it goes. Might be just go to their YouTube channel and check it that way.
Today beats Good Morning America in viewers. Today has been the number one show in audiences 25 to 54 for 15 consecutive weeks.
25 to 54, that's what 30 years. 30-year difference.
Do you not know how this works? Do you know what we get paid for?
We barely, 25-year-olds barely get any of the little, what's the thing called? The Nielsen?
The meters? Oh, we don't want to talk about how many people get those damn things. Our job hinges on like 7 people, so shout out to those 7 people.
Hey, you know who you are, obviously.
Whatever the numbers are right now, do you think they've gone down since 1983?
I'm trying to find like a number. I can't find a freaking number.
I don't think it'll go away, but the numbers are already shrinking from 1990.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's just a different way to consume it.
Television numbers are shrinking since 1990.
It's just a different way to consume it. So they may not watch it live and watch the Today Show, but if Ariana Grande was on the Today Show, they'll go back on their YouTube channel and watch it at 7 p.m.
So yeah, that still counts.
No,
but it still counts.
I'm saying, well, it doesn't count towards the ratings, right?
It does.
The YouTube?
It does. There's a plus... Well, you mean like YouTube?
Yeah, just YouTube. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
I watch the performance on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
And because they still do that, you can still have the show. That's why I don't think it goes away. I'm just saying it'll be different.
We'll find something else to fight about when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The final person yet, right?
No. No, it doesn't.
I don't even know if I would know who the final person is.
But I'm, care to guess?
I don't know who to guess.
Who's the most? I was about to say Wimby. I was going to say who's the most famous? I guess it doesn't have to be an athlete, but the most famous French athlete.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
How long is this little jog, by the way, too?
I told you
the Olympic ceremony. I told you the opening ceremonies are tough.
Goodness gracious!
I told you they're tough.
Are they close to the? The thing, these poor people, and it's raining. It's coming down out there.
This is Kara's third, man. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
She's been to, did they have one in 2021?
Yeah,
2021.
Was it China?
Yeah, they did.
No, it was Tokyo, but did they have it?
They did it because they didn't do it. I don't know if they did opening ceremonies, but they had the Olympics and all that in 2021 instead of 2020 because of COVID.
What was I about to say? Oh, it's raining like crazy right now. Luckily for them, this is the worst day, so it should be good.
Okay.
Should be good. Did you see, I saw yesterday, they were doing like on the Olympics Twitter page, they did like great moments or whatever and opening, you know, celebrating opening ceremonies. Did you remember the one, I think it was Atlanta, no, it was Barcelona, where the archery guy shot, that's how they lit the torch.
Yeah, I remember that.
Crazy to see that again. Yeah. I remember when it kind of happened, Barcelona. But I was still young.
Yep.
And saw yesterday, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was Barcelona.
He nailed it too.
Yeah, that was cold.
Yeah,
that was cold. The one I'll always remember watching that one. That one was spectacular. There's nothing like Muhammad Ali.
Oh man!
Like I think I cried when I saw. I was like, and it was like, oh my god, man, don't drop it.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that. I was still a little too. I wasn't too young, but I don't know. I didn't understand the weight of what was happening. Muhammad Ali and all that other stuff, but if that would have happened now,
I can't wait for 2028 when Kendrick Lamar lights the torch in Los Angeles.
We'll still be playing Not Like Us by then too.
You remember when it came to Sacramento?
The relay, I do.
Yeah. What Olympics was that? Was it Atlanta?
It was 96, I'd assume.
Yeah, that's what I think. Go through America. Yeah, I remember that happening. Than being a big deal. I didn't see it. I saw it maybe on the news.
But. You know, it's great. It was, I wonder if Hoda and Savannah know, like, who this is. Because I'm guessing maybe they got a list. Maybe the production team didn't get a list. Because they're not putting anyone's name up. Mm-hmm. And you know how normally someone appears on the screen. They'll say, this is such and such. This is such and such. My guess is they don't know. It's still a secret. And so this is
they don't know who the final person is.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I don't know that they know who all of those people are.
It's Tony
I don't
Parker.
Know who this gentleman is either.
Tony Parker is.
That's not Tony Parker. now they're walking. It's a slow walk. I really do enjoy the Olympics. I am like.
Yeah, I enjoy the pageantry of it, man. The history of it all. You know, this is something that's been going on not hundreds, but. 100 plus years? I don't know. How many years? Obviously, it's not the same the number of Olympics is
well,
not the
Charlie
same
covered as... the first Olympics. He was on the conference call for it.
Is that with Jim Thorpe?
Love you, Charlie.
But this is
I know they used to, this is the games of the 20 something Olympiad or whatever. I don't want Olympics.com.
And they need to not do it every 4 years. Like shorten.
What do you mean?
Shorten it up. Come on, man.
Do it every 2 years?
Two or three. Same with the World
Cup.
What
about the World Championships, though? Oh, I'm sorry. They call it the World Cup.
Well, the World... They just don't have World... If it coincides with the Olympics, don't need to have it. Although that's how some teams qualify, but... qualify for the Olympics, but...
I think it's special. I like it.
It is. It's too...
There's a lot of people walking this torch. They like, take three steps, and then they hand it off.
That looks like Jake Gayton.
That absolutely looks like Jake Gayton. Oh, boy. Oh. Okay. I don't know who this gentleman is, man, but please help stay
him.
With this
somebody
brother.
Somebody going to push him?
Please. They're coming to him. Oh, yeah, cool. Thank God.
Cool.
Oh, man.
It is raining cats and dogs.
I just don't feel like there are enough people around to help this man.
Who are these people?
I have no clue.
Oh, I think they're going to the... are they going to the torch here? It's not in the thing.
It's hella raining out there, too.
Yeah, it really is. And they're in all white.
Oh, they're about to take an air balloon to the torch.
Stop playing.
Wow.
Maybe the torch is the air balloon.
Well, that'd be dangerous.
It feels like it. It feels like it.
No, the Olympics are I love the pageant. I can't, and the I don't Olympics, know what I'll be able to do, but I can't wait for it to come here in 2028.
The Olympics started, if I have this right, in 1896.
So right before the live ball era, or the modern era.
Right before the modern era. So the modern Olympics were still 4 years away. So
the modern era.
And interestingly enough, the modern era Olympics began in Paris, France, in 1900.
Nice.
I wish I knew who these people were.
Yeah, no.
So this looks like the lighting. This is it. I really wish I knew who they were because this is a big deal, and I don't know who they are.
Oh, they are lighting it. They should have the torch above the Eiffel.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's fine.
That's got to be Kane. That's got to be Kane. This looks like an Inferno match. That is definitely... Oh, okay.
And maybe it's going
somewhere.
Is it going
to float away?
Yeah, it has to.
Well, no, that's not how you light.
It can't be on the ground.
That means there's somebody in that ring of fire.
Oh, my God. Get him out of there.
That looks dangerous.
No, it could be.
There it goes. It
could
be remote. It's going up.
It could be remote. Just, you know.
Yeah, what could go wrong there? Well, now you want to trust robots, huh? Wow. What a Friday this is.
I'm not saying I would have done it this way, but.
What a Friday this is. Yeah, it's going up.
There it goes.
That absolutely looks like Kane and Undertaker are fighting in the middle of it.
It's a massive hot air balloon.
That really is. That's not real.
Can't be.
It's not because it's not open. Look at it's closed. Doesn't the hot air balloon have to be open?
Yeah, the bottom, huh?
Yeah, that's not a real.
I know a UFO. When
this
I
is
see
this
it.
Is going to be the strangest sentence. That's not a real hot air balloon. That's a drone.
That's crazy technology.
Where is it going?
Now,
mind you, they're probably telling everyone on the broadcast what they're doing, and we're just sitting here
so much better
watching
this, way,
this thing in silence, wondering what's... And those poor people still have to hold the thing up. I know they're tired.
Have you been to Paris before?
I have not.
It looks like a beautiful city.
Yeah, that's one I'd like to do, but I definitely
to the Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower is not one of the... Seven wonders of the world. I almost said eight because I think
Andre the Giant.
But it's
and
not.
Nine if you can't count China.
Yeah, shout out China. It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's just a build.
No. The Eiffel Tower is not on the same level as the pyramids.
Pyramids in the Rock of Gibraltar, ain't it?
It's Stonehenge.
Or Stonehenge. Yes, no, that's what I'm thinking of.
Is that Celine? That is Celine Dion.
That's great to see.
I want to know, what is she singing? Don't mind us. I appreciate you tuning in.
July 26th. What do you want?
Okay, I don't know this song.
No, it's New Music Daily.
I'm sorry, can someone look this up? Isn't Celine Dion from Canada?
She is.
Oh.
Maybe she's French Canadian?
Well, wouldn't that mean Montreal? I don't know. She looks terrific.
Yeah.
Look at her. A little thin. I mean, she's always thin. She looks terrific.
They're saying in the chat, asked too, they didn't explain anything, so we're all just kind of wondering what's going on.
They don't know either.
All right, come on, Hoda. Help a brother out. What's going on? Hoda, Savannah, somebody help. Wow, it is really coming down out there. Goodness gracious. Oh, this has got to be tough.
This is like a beautiful ceremony.
Celine Dion looks incredible. God bless her. She looks fantastic.
Ceremony.
It felt really long. That magnetic, the silver horse that we...
Yeah.
It felt like that thing was running a marathon.
No, it was. That was about an hour ago, too.
Felt like it ran about an hour.
Well,
oh, no.
That's when we tapped in. That wasn't even the start. That's when we tapped in an hour ago.
This thing's been on for a minute. This thing has been on for a minute. That balloon's not going above the Eiffel Tower, is it?
I don't think so. I don't think there's enough room.
I don't think so.
That would be fire. That's where the torch should be, though, at the top of the tower.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
It would have to be. What's happening? Look, what is going on? Is that the lighting on the tower?
It's special effects.
Gold dust is coming out.
Gold dust.
That's a good pull right there, Jesse. That's a good call right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
This has to be the most riveting radio segment in history.
I don't know what I'll be able to do or
oh,
to
Oh, that
attend.
Looks spectacular.
But I really want to go to something in 2028.
Those tickets are tough, but if any, I being down there, the Olympics are amazing. I'm glad I got an opportunity to go.
I'm glad, and
as much as I bitch about it, I'm glad I got an opportunity to see an opening ceremony live.
It's gonna be a big day.
If you can, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe only one time, but like if you can do
well,
it.
Well, I mean, if the call comes in 28,
that's true too.
We got the World Cup in 26, little bro with and then you. The hopefully, Olympics in 28. That's gonna be fire.
Hopefully, the person doesn't forget.
Go to the World Cup too. Jesse, you see, they had a what was that a. EPL friendly at Levi's the other day?
Oh, yeah. It was Chelsea versus that Wrexham team that Ryan Reynolds has. Or whatever. They're like third or fourth division in England.
See, I know my soccer.
I don't know what she's doing right now, but Celine is getting it. Oh, my gosh. She's getting it right now.
Great singer. Phenomenal. Phenomenal voice.
She was so good. I think she almost moved herself to tears. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what those words mean that they put on the screen. Can we get subtitles?
Announcers aren't going to tell us.
Yeah, apparently Hoda didn't.
They said the logo looks like Mary J. Blige. You see that? The Google.
Is that thing just staying there for the next 3 weeks? Look at the tower. Oh, my gosh.
If it stays there, that is kind of fire.
Yeah, maybe no one's allowed underneath it. Like that's. I hope those two people got to put their arm down. they
if it stays suspended in air for the next
the Eiffel Tower weeks. Looks crazy with the spotlights at the top of it. Now I do want to go to Paris.
That's sick if that happens. If that just stays there for 2 weeks. Wow.
Did you hear something happen with like the tram already this morning?
Oh.
Yeah, something happened with like one of the main forms of transportation out there.
Brother.
I don't know if they've fixed it or not, but you know what? It was on the Today Show.
Well, Jesse, did you see it?
No, I didn't know about that till now because nobody watches that.
Guys are jackasses. I wonder, are they running this back in prime time? Is this running again tonight?
Yeah, I would think so. I was running back.
A little surprised that it's on right now, but I mean, salute. I'm very happy they're airing it live.
You got to show it live, but I would think they run it back.
There it is.
Run it back at 7:30.
Yep, that's a good look.
And then in the middle, I want to see that Red Zone thing they got going on.
Right? Is that's Peacock or that's NBC?
It's on the app, I think. It's on the app. So
premium,
maybe. I don't know.
Click the button.
Do you got like a premium Peacock?
Aldrin in the chat says, I'm going to be honest, fellas. I don't think Los Angeles 2028 can live up to this. I think you're wrong. I think LA's they about to show.
So here's what I'll say about that, Aldrin. Aldrin, who's in your
Yeah, that's what I was
Who is in your picture, out. Aldrin?
No, I'm going to see if I can find her.
Is it Liv? Who is that, Aldrin?
Who was just at a Mets game? I think I know who that is. I'm not sure though. But salute.
Boy. Shout out Kenny Caraway for that one. Who was just at? I know. I'm not sure though.
But there was actually a couple people that went to a Mets game.
I feel like we just had this conversation. I don't remember who we were talking about. I don't remember who it was.
Just completely derailed the show.
Yeah, I forgot what I was. Aldrin's line about I don't think Los Angeles can live up to this. I think there's two things about that. Obviously, Paris is a gorgeous, mm-hmm. gorgeous city. The one in LA will make more sense.
That's true too.
Because the idea is to capture the essence of like Snoop carried the torch when Snoop is performing in 2028. When Kendrick Lamar is performing Not Like Us in 4 years, it'll hit different. We'll know everyone. All of those people who are carrying the torch to the final person, we'll know who all those people are. So it'll hit a little bit different.
I'll tell you this, no disrespect at all to Paris because it looks phenomenal. The Eiffel Tower looks phenomenal. Los Angeles is about to go crazy. What they do with that Coliseum is going to be crazy. And then when you got the Coliseum, and it, you know, it's so close to downtown. You'll have the skyline and all that. Los Angeles about to
you. Got
to
do something with the Hollywood sign, right?
Probably so. Probably. No, I'm not gonna say it's gonna be better, but I disagree with Aldrin.
Bro, that was pretty fire.
No, that was sick.
It'll be better for the sake. It's not gonna be raining that day.
Well, there's that too.
There's almost no chance that happens.
Poor people. It never rains in Southern California.
I've heard that. Tony once told me that.
Yeah. Did
I think they'll be singing in 2028 at the.
I'm a little, we've already talked about this, but I'm even more kind of hyped up for this basketball tournament. I've been on the record saying the
Olympics.
It's going to be the greatest basketball tournament we've ever seen.
If the USA doesn't win gold, does that like just signal a shift in international basketball? They just came up short, but now like these teams are here now.
I feel like it would.
I think it does too, yeah. Because there's no excuse. Like, the guys are there. Like, LeBron James is on this team. Right. Jason Tatum is on this team. Steph Curry is on this team.
2004, when they lost, you could say, like, that they just didn't take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Not the player, but just the organization. Like, mm-hmm. the
a lot of those guys were
USA basketball didn't take it seriously. They put a lot into making sure they bring home the gold ever since that moment, especially now. And if they're not able to do it, yeah, I think that is a sign that everybody's kind of caught up.
Like maybe the conversation is, USA failed or whatever. It's more so Canada like stepped up or like, you know, like now it's just not just about the USA anymore.
You know, who's kind of interesting. And I don't know their whole roster. I'm going to have to like, if they got a really good guard or a wing, maybe I should pull up their roster. It's France.
Hmm.
If France has they got Rudy and Wimby.
Mm-hmm.
So if they got just one guard, I don't know if they can win it all, but if they got one guard to go with it or a wing player that can play, France might be a problem. France might be a problem.
Talking about the best basketball players in the world, ESPN ranked the best basketball players since the year 2000, the top 25 of the 21st century. Now, this was brought to our attention because like Draymond Green is on the list. I wasn't like super enamored with the list, you know, Draymond Green stuff aside, like LeBron James is number one, Kobe, Steph is number three, Tim Duncan's number four, Shaq. I don't have a problem with any of this. KG, they got Jokic at 7, Dwayne Wade at number 8, KD at 9, Dirk is 10, Giannis, Steve Nash is at 12. James Harden is at 13. I'd at the very least flip those two around. I also started to look like maybe James Harden should actually be higher. The list that I was really enamored with, mm-hmm. was the WNBA one. Mm. They did the same exact practice for the WNBA. Mm. And they had Diana at number one and Tamika Catchings at number two. Mm. Maya was three. And I thought, okay, interesting. Your girl, Candace, was four. Okay.
My girl.
Lisa Leslie was five.
Oh.
And I'm calling cap. They got Cheryl Swoop sixth, Lauren Jackson seventh. I'd probably put Lauren above both of them, but then you get to number eight. And it's Asia Wilson.
And that's what I was waiting to hear where she was at.
And I'm trying to decide if I'd actually put Asia over Lauren and throw her in the fifth spot.
You have a much, much better recollection in real time of what some of these people did. I remember Lisa, but I didn't have WNBA League Pass. I didn't watch. I remember Lauren Jackson, but I wasn't as tapped in as I have been the last couple of years with the league. You were, so you're probably better to ask this, but I mean, Asia's been dominant.
Asia,
for like what, about 4 years now?
Asia, yeah, for the last 4 years have been insane. Like, she's going to win her third MVP this year. Mm. It's going to be her third MVP. Hey, old Peyton up there.
Hey, Peyton. And
is that Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, I think it is. And NBA on NBC's guy.
White Tirico. Mike Tirico. It's Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico is up there.
Do you hear he's going to be the guy, though?
Yeah, I did. Well, he's not bad at his job.
He's not. He's a number two. He's a number two.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
He's number two.
I think Mike is good. I don't agree with some things that Mike Tirico has decided to say out loud. I think Mike is good at his job.
I don't think he's bad. You're not bad if you're a number two. You're just not a number one.
Well, who? So Al Michaels is the number one? I mean, he's not there anymore, but you know what I mean.
Al Michaels, like, in his prime, yeah. Now he's, well,
he's
know.
Not. He's,
but like, I would, if I was them, I'd look at it like an Iron Eagle, maybe a Kevin Harlan, or something like that. Those guys are number ones. I'd look different cover. I look at a Mark Jones. Mark Jones is a number one.
Mark Jones is absolutely a number one.
You know what I mean? I'd look at a guy like that. I don't think Tirico's number one.
Do you think? I don't think they're ever going to make Mark a number one.
I don't think so either.
Mark talks too much to us.
He does. Did you see Mark on Twitter the other
day? Yeah, I did. I saw that through you. Yeah.
Shout out Mark Jones.
There's people speculating that was your neighborhood.
That wasn't my neighborhood. That was Mark Jones'
speculation on Twitter.
That was Mark Jones' neighborhood. That wasn't mine. Because, Mark Jones on that level.
Asia is on the verge of winning her third MVP since the year 2020. Mm. To me, it will be hard to not have Diana Taurasi as my greatest player of all time. Mm-hmm. But right now, Asia Wilson is not only tracking to be that, she is fast tracking to be that. She's doing what Maya was doing, but I don't think she's going to leave the game. Mm. Stewie was 9. Bird was 10. Big Sil, Sylvia Fowles, was 11. Elena Deladon was 12. She's still, there's a lot of unanswered questions. There's a reason I'm going this far into the list. Simone Augustus was 13. Who I've been a big fan of. And number 14, your Yolanda Griffith.
I'm glad to see that. I am glad to see that. Glad to hear that.
The only monarch on the list. There's a couple. My man, I had never scrolled to the end of the list before. Uh-oh. Nope. I'm not even going to say nothing because it's just going to be pure. I'm not even going to say nothing.
I got her right here.
I'll say this about number 21, Penny Taylor. If you never saw Penny Taylor play, she was an assassin. Like, she was, like, the way she shot the ball was crazy.
Oh, come on, man.
The way Penny Taylor shot the ball was crazy. The WNBA is the only league that will acknowledge, like, the third player. The third or fourth player. Like, that is wild. That is bordering on insane. Let's get Ramsey in here. Ramsey always go for a WNBA thought. What's up, Ramsey?
I got issues, actually, with both the lists.
Mm-hmm.
The WNBA-wise, I'd put Katie Smith higher than 23, personally.
I hear you.
Katie Smith was a bucket, for those that don't know.
So I'm with you, and you know who I'd pull back is Lindsey Whalen.
Yeah, most definitely. Because Katie was more important to the teams that they played on in Minnesota.
100%. Yep, 100%.
Can I ask both of you guys a question real quick? And I don't – we're just talking about I have absolutely no problem with the list. But I just want to ask a question. You guys will know better. Is Tamika a little too high?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Tamika was better than Maya?
Maya
– And I'm not saying, like, but she should be 12.
No, I got
I'm
you.
Just saying, like
– But Maya – Maya's look. This is the Rock John Cena conversation. Sort of like Maya cut her time short,
and Tamika didn't. Tamika had more impact to me in Indiana, and half of that's because she played longer.
Well, part of it, you're right, but part of it is like Maya's Minnesota team was crazy loaded. Like
exactly.
Simone was there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, four of those players that we just named all played on the same team.
Yeah.
Moan, Sil.
Yeah.
Simone, Sil, Lindsey Whalen, and Maya. They all played on the same team. That was the Minnesota team that won four championships.
Well, the other thing I'm trying to see is how high I could get Asia up there. And I can't go in front of Maya today.
I think you could get her to four.
Four.
I think you could move Candace to five and put Asia at four. I think you'd have a lot of explaining to do, but Asia's easy to me.
Sure. Sheryl and Lauren are tough to. I mean, I think Asia's got an argument, but yeah. those two are tough. It's tough to just. I could easily look past Lisa, and probably Candace. Those two, maybe I'd have a little tougher time.
I'd move Lauren up, and I mean, if you made the list, Diana, Tamika, Maya, and then in whatever order, Asia and Lauren, I wouldn't hate that either.
Mm.
But that sounds like hate. So we'll come back.
Not the same as 25.
Yeah, 25 is just... Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Never mind. We'll come back. James Hamm, top of the hour.
He's really going to stay up there the whole time.
Here on Sacramento Sports Leader. That looks scary.
A little bit, but that's
It looks like a burning inferno in the sky.
That is really cool.
ESPN 1320. All right. James Hamm joining us at the top of the hour. Kenny hasn't figured out these breaks are shorter. Like, he's just going to come around the corner, like, typing on his hand. He hasn't figured
out. That's the best part. Like, he's going to be on his phone texting or something.
Yeah, no idea. Look at it. Look at it. Turn around. Look. Boy, just out there texting. Hey, nothing at all to worry about.
We literally just described what he was doing.
Like, literally. To a T. Look, and still hasn't walked in. Probably talking to Kim. Has no idea that the show has been back on for like 2 minutes.
Look at who is, Mr. Big Time.
No, there it is. See, no, it's good. No, it's fantastic. We're
47.
I know that's what. 48. That's what I just said to him. I said it's funny Kenny hasn't caught on to the breaks being shorter, and I said he's going to come around the corner looking down on his phone, having no idea that we're back on the air.
I wish we weren't able to catch that.
That's my fault. As soon as I said it, I should have put your screen up so people could see it.
Oh, we're live, pal.
We are definitely live. We kind of mentioned this yesterday. Shout out to Sasha Vazenkov. He's back.
back.
I guess he signed one of the biggest contracts in EuroLeague history. And I was like, hey, salute. And then I saw the amount. I was like, oh, well, look, it was very good money. Mm-hmm. He only lost about $3 million in the process for this year. I'll say this, and you do this gimmick all of the time. $3.7 million is about what he's making. He signed a longer-term contract that I think is like 18-some-odd million euros or whatever. Mm. But the contract in terms of American dollars, $3.7 million for this year. You lose $3 million to go home. Like, you're getting $3.7 million instead of $6 million. Mm. But you're happy. You're playing basketball. Mm-hmm. You're at home. You're a big fish in a smaller pond. And I'm not trying to crap on the EuroLeague, but he's got a far, far bigger role here. Right. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. He chose happiness over money.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you know what? Maybe part of the happiness is just like being able to play a lot more. You know what I mean? He's only got so many of these years left, these seasons left. You want to play. And yeah, he could have competed for a consistent spot in Toronto or something like that. But who knows how that would have played out? At least you go back home and, you know, you get to play basketball all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how tough that might be to be as great as he was in the EuroLeague mm-hmm. and to be stuck on the bench somewhere mm-hmm. at that point in his career.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I say that saying like he's still, you know, active. He's still, you know, relatively young. I don't know his age specifically, but you know, he's still
37.
His age?
Yeah, that was being sarcastic. Oh,
I was about to say. Well,
I think he's 27 or 28 years old.
Oh yeah, 27, 28. You're still trying to play.
Well, he's 28. Shout out Leo season in full effect. He's going to turn 29 in a week and a half.
Oh, well, Leo season. There they are again.
I feel like he's aged like 4 years since being in the. He's on that buddy track.
But I can't imagine.
Did I tell you? I don't think I did. Did I tell you my last day on vacation before I flew home? Mm. Went down to the pool to have breakfast before, you know, got on the plane, and my man that I don't know who he had a Buddy Hield jersey, a Sacramento Kings Buddy Hield jersey in Cabo.
Did he say hi to you?
He didn't. Oh. I was wondering if he was, though. I was like, come on, man. This would be spectacular. So I walk by him real slow. Come on, man. Do it. Nothing. So thirsty to be recognized.
Now, that would have been a great moment, though, because then you could have took a picture. Posted it, it would have been.
But my man had a Buddy Hield jersey on. I was like, no, that's a Kings fan. Got a Buddy Hield jersey, he's a Kings fan.
Should have hit him with the, hey, I'm D'Lo from Sacramento.
You know, D'Lo in Sacramento.
Throw it all shucks. He'd be like, yeah, you're blocking the sun, ho. Get out of my face.
I don't mean to do this again, but what's this guy doing here?
He's doing
analysis.
No,
that's right.
Why do you hate Dwayne Wade?
I don't. I just didn't know why he was there until I remembered he's doing analysis.
I feel like you'll feel better if you just acknowledge you hate that man.
He's on his way to catching Michael Jordan until just.
Well, that was wild.
Why do people go on podcasts and say stupid things?
They got the mic.
At least we say dumb things on the radio. These guys go on podcasts and say stupid things.
You say dumb things because it's fun, though.
You know, the one thing I can say, though, is if that's what he believed, I understand it. I could disagree with it all I want.
Dwayne Wade was really, really good.
He was. He was. And he said it in that clip.
If he was around today, he'd be trying to catch Tyrese Halliburton. Like everyone else is trying to.
He said it in that clip. He was like, you know, one of the things that was, and it makes sense. One of the things that was like, maybe perplexing for some people is you couldn't really define his game. You didn't really know what he was good at. He wasn't the best shooter, best ball handler, all this other stuff, but he got it done.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He did. I was not a D-Wade fan at all when he was playing, but...
Or today.
Or today necessarily, but I can't deny those numbers Those numbers. Oh, yeah. He's a top three shooting guard, top three, four shooting guard mm-hmm. ever to play the game, mm-hmm. for sure. Like off the top of my head right now, it's just Mike, Kobe, and him. I think he averaged, it might have went down a little bit because of the last couple of years, but at one point late in his career, he was averaging like 26 a game for his career.
Mm.
That's goodness all-time gracious. Stuff.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, we all may disagree, but I understand him feeling that way. I completely understand it. Even if you didn't have injuries, you would have fell short. But that, when you top three at that position, like you at the very least, you got the right to think that about yourself.
Well, that's the thing too. I feel like at that position all the time, it's always going to be who can be the third best, because that top two is not getting touched ever. I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
And
Drew Dowdy.
A little exaggeration on your part.
Where did he end up at 20?
Well, no, he ended at 22. If you dump, I'm going to go to his last All-Star year. Well, okay, he made the All-Star team in 18-19. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. Wasn't he with Cleveland?
But he finished his career in Miami. It was his last year. Why he made it. It was his last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that one of those? Right. Hey, Dirk got in.
No, that really happened, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it him and Dirk got like the honorary thing?
That's right.
Yeah. Disgusting. Participation trophy ass selection.
At the end of the 2015-2016 season, where he made his All-Star game for, he had made it for 11 years in a row or whatever it is. He was averaging 23.7 points per game at that time.
Gotcha. Yeah. He was one of
28% from three.
Drew, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Why wouldn't everybody just sag off? I don't understand it.
Once scored 30.2 points per game in the 2008-09 season.
That was when he got, I think that was the year he got bounced in the first round, and then LeBron came and saved him.
Well, LeBron came in 10, yeah?
Yeah.
So that would be 10 and 11. So it would be two years later.
10 and 11. I think 8, 9, he didn't even make the playoffs. I think 9, 10 is when, or he might have went 7 against Atlanta that year. But then 9, 10 is when Paul Pierce and the Celtics disposed of them in five games. And then LeBron had to come and save him. And then he goes and says, me being the leader that I am, I have to take a step back.
I remember
Bro,
that.
Stop.
I remember that stop. Very, very well.
Stop. The reason why I remember all this stuff so much is because I've had these arguments forever. LeBron had to team up with D-Wade. Bro, they weren't doing anything before LeBron got there. I think the number I have is in 4 years, they had 4 playoff wins in total before LeBron got there.
Mm.
Can we hit the music?
Already ahead of you, buddy.
Already is this a revolution?
16 years.
The hell?
Oh, my God. That looks terrifying.
It's all
right. Oh, what day is it in Paris?
January 6th. January 6th.
It's wild how... No, hold on. We got business to attend to. 16 NBA seasons. The former number 5 overall pick in the 2003 NBA draft out of Marquette, Dwayne Wade. Peak earnings were in the year 2016. In 2016, Dwayne Wade earned $23,200,000. $23.2 million for Dwayne Wade that year. 16 seasons in the league. The former number 5 overall pick in the 2003 NBA draft. Peak earnings were in the 2016 season at $23.2 million. If Kenny Caraway wins today, he has secured the first ever pocket watching championship. The contestants have written down, sorry, Jesse, the contestants have written down their guesses. Numbers up, please. Kenny can't write bigger.
I feel like I went too high.
Jesse deserves to lose.
I went too high. Damn.
What a horrible way to go out. Oh, my God. For the record, Jesse guessed 290. No, sir. You're going to own this. You're going to own this. Guess $295 million. Kenny Caraway, can you give me your number one more time for the record so I make sure I have it right? Oh, for God's sakes, will you show me your damn number? $195 million. Dwayne Wade, through 16 years, earned $196,388,473. The question first goes to the man defeated. What on earth were you thinking?
I did like 23 times 11 and then just threw on 20 million there.
You see what we have to deal with now?
This was bad. We have to go back to the lab. This was an all-time choke job this season.
You're like the guy who lost the national championship getting interviewed after the game. This is tough. You once had a 3-11 lead. Early in the season.
I think it might have been 13-2 or something like that.
You had a 13-2 lead.
Yeah, it was bad. We didn't get to finish the story of the season. Whatever, we'll try next year.
I want you to, do you see what we have to deal with now because you lost?
I haven't even looked at the screen, to be honest. I'll let the guy have his moment.
From the defeated to the champion, Kenny Caraway. A phenomenal comeback. In the first ever pocket watching season.
Man. I'm sorry, Al. It's just an emotional moment. I didn't think I'd be here. What are they gonna say now? What are they gonna say now? You can do anything!
I quit.
You should. Congratulations to the LA Caraways. Secured the first ever pocket watching championship.
Woo! Let's go!
In D'Lo and Casey history. Oh, I wish you would. Oh, for God's sakes. I'm just going to talk to you. Stop doing that, sir. Stop doing that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.